I feel very blessed this afternoon as I sit here by our president. I miss him probably as much as anybody. I'm glad he's going to say a few words to you before he closes this meeting. We've appreciated very much having him come and attend the meeting of the Council of the 12 and First Presidency. And when we had all the all of the general authorities of the church meeting in the temple last Thursday to have President Kimball come in and express his love for them and appreciation for them. And we still had Director Norbert. Before I go on any further, I would like to say that I've had the privilege of attending some of the teaching meetings by the sisters. And I want to tell them I think it's a wonderful thing the way they carry on. May the Lord bless you in your work. Now, as we sat here in this conference, we've been very fortunate to have all the general authorities here who bore testimony, who gave us great prophecies and blessings, and the progress this church has made. And as they bore their testimonies to you, I would like to say each and every one of you, all this group of men, have testimonies of the gospel. They wouldn't lie to you. They're telling you the truth and in a spirit we can't forget it. And as they talk to us, I'm sure in most of our minds, they have planted a thought. You have agreed with what they've said, but determine as you review it in your minds which one of those weaknesses you have that you want to get rid of, and what do you want to do to enjoy the presence and the blessings of our Heavenly Father. I've had the great privilege of working very closely here at the feet of four of our prophets. And brethren, they're different personalities entirely, but to sit there and see how the Lord works through them is a great privilege. And you realize then why they were chosen years ago. And listen to their teachings. I humbly pray that each and every one of us will go home with one thought, and that is to improve ourselves and worthy of the blessings we enjoy. A grandson of mine, I asked him to bless the food, and in that I was very pleased to hear him say and help us to remember what we learned at this conference and help us to live worthy of it and apply it in our living. Brothers and sisters, may the Lord give us a clear understanding of where we should improve and serve the Lord and set about it right now, as I have done, to determine to put into practice some of the things that have been taught to us today. I'm very happy to be here this afternoon and glad to see how this conference carried on. It's a very good conference, and to have our presence here at two of the sessions is a great blessing indeed. May the Lord bless us. May he do his will and keep his commandments. I humbly pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.